A London solicitor says she's been offered police protection after an article in a national newspaper. The Sun linked Murdassa Arani's work for the controversial Muslim preacher Abu Hamza and the fact her firm was paid £200,000 for legal aid work last year. She says the story was misleading and unfair. The Sun says it sticks by it. Here's Paul Curran.
Murdassa Arani has built up a reputation representing Muslims accused of being involved in terrorism. It's made her few friends in the tabloid press, but she denies she's the extremist the Sun paints her as.
It's the way that the article's implying that I'm nothing more than a lunatic who's just out there trying to grab the taxpayers' money and I'm doing some probably criminal activities in order to earn that money and living a life of luxury, which is far from the truth.
It's Murdassa Arani's work for Abu Hamza that has put her in the Sun's firing line. As far as the paper's concerned, the man with the hook is public enemy number one. Since he was thrown out of the Finsbury Park Mosque for anti-Western preaching, the Sun's been running a campaign to kick him out of the country. The tabloid sees Murdassa Arani as standing in the way. Its article describes her as the mastermind behind the cleric's fight against deportation. The paper also says it finds Murdassa Arani's views objectionable.
We have no particular quarrel with this man's solicitor, except that she has made very controversial statements about there being a war against the Muslim people in this country, which is totally untrue. She accuses us of racial vilification. That's totally untrue. I wrote an editorial in The Sun 2 years ago, just after September the 11th, which ran across 2 pages, was over 700 words, and the headline on that said, "Islam is not an evil religion."
Murdassa Arani disputes nearly every word of the article. She says she doesn't represent Abu Hamza on his fight against deportation and doesn't get legal aid for representing him. She believes the article is deliberately misleading, implying guilt by association. As for the quotes about a war on Islam, she says they've been taken out of context from an interview on the internet.
If you read the way in which I've answered the questions, I'm continuously saying the erosion of civil liberties, the erosion of the rights. Why are Muslim people's rights being taken away?
It's tempting to dismiss this as a spat between a paper and a lawyer, but it goes wider than that. Murdassa Arani is a prominent figure in Muslim circles. She often speaks at public events. Some moderates have criticised her for representing Abu Hamza, but most simply see her as a solicitor doing her job. They'll see in an attack on her a symptomatic of a wider attack on Islam.
And Muslims are the subject of so many hate crimes now, and a lot of it, unfortunately, is due to this atmosphere that has been created by the likes of The Sun and others.
In the wake of the story, hate mail and threatening phone calls were received at Arani solicitors. The police offered her advice on her safety, and Murdassa Arani has written to the Press Complaints Commission. But The Sun says that it sticks by every word and vehemently denies accusations of Islamophobia. Paul Curran, BBC London News.